Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. What question do you want help solving? Send your question in now. It's anonymous to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. We're going to spin the wheel, land on a number, count down to that question. Read it on the air. Give our best answer.
We got a ton of text messages this morning. They've been flooding.
I always want to make sure. Hang on. I want to make sure I always hit refresh before we go.
Hit refresh and then I'll spin.
Okay.
All
hit
right.
That. Hit that wheel. Let's spin it.
There we go.
14.
Ooh, this is one that just came in about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. What do we got? Careful.
Here we are. This is a good one. Oh, this is a great question for the start of the year, too. I love it. The question here is, my husband saw a documentary on minimalizing. He has started tossing stuff. Has anyone else done this? And should I go all in on his idea?
Yes, do it. Right? Come on.
Well, I'm definitely not a minimalist.
I could be one.
I wish I was. And there's moments that I look around and I think, how did we accumulate so much
stuff?
They even say that when you're going to buy clothes, you need to go shopping in your own closet first before you go shopping. Because things get buried behind other clothes. Maybe you already have a black top that you forgot about that you want to wear.
Or do you want to wear that black top from 6 years ago? It's kind of faded. It's kind of, I don't know. But you're going to hang on to it. That's what my wife Jess says all the time. Why are you hanging on to these things?
I'm curious.
Because they're comfy. But now I'm kind of thinking maybe I want to do that. You know, we're empty nesters. Maybe I want to start paring things down. I'm glad that we landed on this text.
So you're saying go for it.
I'm saying go for it. I was just sitting there thinking, yeah, you know what? You don't really need all that stuff. Why do we have all this stuff? We get these knickknacks and...
See, I always come from...
All that stuff.
I come from the world of, well, what if I'm going to need it one day? I'm not in any way a hoarder. And I will say, all those years ago when I went through my divorce was very eye-opening when I realized how many things do matter to me and how many things don't. And you get rid of it and you start over.
Look, you're not going to need that box from your iPhone anymore. So get rid of it.
Those are in my bra drawer.
Get rid of that 2x4 in the garage in case need it for a shelf.
We have three of those.
Get rid of it. That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, you know what? I feel like you reading this text makes me feel like I want to go home and just start cleaning.
And you want to be
cleaning.
A minimalist?
Whoa. Start whipping stuff out of there. Get rid of stuff.
Well, I looked up this documentary, if this is the one that she's talking about that her husband saw. It's called Minimalism, official Netflix documentary.
Oh, I bet you that's it. Oh, that's got to be it.
It came out in 2023. There's a bunch of them that exist if you want to be a minimalist. Anybody listening that actually is a minimalist, have you been through this? Is there advice that you have? Help out this mixed listener who sent in this question this morning. The text roulette question said, my husband saw a documentary on minimalizing. ... He has started tossing stuff. Has anyone else done this? And should I go all in on his idea?
Probably driving her nuts, too. Oh, great. You're going to start getting rid of stuff.
Nothing wrong with getting rid of things.
Check with me first.
You could donate it. Someone
sell
else may
it?
Be able to use it. Yes.
Sure.
Sell it online.
Yeah.
What's your take on this? Call or join the show through text 414-432-1099. The same number to call or text, whichever you can do. Have you done this? Do you have any regrets? Maybe you wish you'd done it sooner.
I'm getting really itchy right now.
I keep thinking about Marie Kondo. If it doesn't give you joy, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. I used to be the hanger-oner person. I'd be the pack rat. Now I hear this and I'm like, you know what? The kids are out of the house.
Downsize?
I might be thinking about getting rid of some stuff. I don't know.
Start of the year.
Anybody else?
You're not doing much these days. The weather's cold. Maybe this is the time to start going through things.
We want to hear from you, though, because maybe that will help me say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should hang on to this stuff, or maybe we should get rid of it kind of like this, texture.
Like they need to set up. I feel like when I watch those shows hoarding, this is what they would do. They would set up three piles. One to donate, one to toss, and one to keep. And oftentimes they would say, if you weren't sure, then put it in the pile to keep. If you're not ready, then it's not time to get rid of it. But there are items that you could look at and say, I'm done. I don't need it anymore.
All right, we'll check our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. You can text in your answers, or you can also call that same number.
Danielle, thanks for calling in. What advice do you have for this mixed listener?
I say don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know why? Because there's going to come a time where, you know, you look at those things that you were going to throw away and they have memories attached to them. And I don't think what else in this world is going to spark a good memory? It's good to keep that kind of stuff because it's, you know, what if you lose your memory? You'll have those things there.
You want to clutter up the house. You don't care.
No. Sentimental things. I understand that. You need to hang on to that, those kinds of items, because those are irreplaceable. But if you look in your closet and you have 20 different jackets, you don't need to hang on to all of that stuff. I think it's a good idea to start going through some of those things, because trash to treasure. You may not want it, but somebody else might.
Totally. But also, there's probably a story about all of those jackets, you know? Where was I in my life when I put on that jacket?
Maybe you met the love of your life in that jacket. I got to keep it just for that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a lot of room in my house, but I mean, at least I walk down memory lane like every day, you know?
Well, so you have a hard time separating with some items at your house, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would tell our texter, hey, don't be following your husband. Let your husband throw away the stuff that belongs to him, but you hang on to everything else. Well, you know what? If he does that, if he's a minimalist, that gives you more room.
Yeah, it does. See?
Exactly. There you go. He can throw away his stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Danielle, thanks for helping out this mixed listener today with Text Roulette. We appreciate you calling into the show.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so again, the question we have this morning. My husband saw a documentary on minimalizing. Mm-hmm. He has started tossing stuff. Has anyone else done this? And should I go all in on this idea? We have great messages here. You all are helping out another mixed listener here.
What do you got?
Lynette from Racine texted in. She always leaves her name. We love that, Lynette. She said, as soon as you minimalize, you need what you get rid of.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm afraid of, too. But
here's another message that said, do it. Everything you have should bring joy. And here's a really good point. Here's a texter that said, less stuff, less cleaning. Don't hate that idea.
Amen, amen, amen.
We have another message. There's a difference between a true minimalist and purging. I love purging and do it a couple times a year. Another one. I definitely want to call myself a minimalist, but I have no problem throwing stuff away. I'll go through our house once or twice a year and toss what doesn't get used. I love it and never regret it. But this is the best answer. If you are wondering about what you should get rid of and what you shouldn't. In regards to minimalism, I saw this on a reel and used this to help me get rid of things. Quote, if the item had poop on it, would you wash it off or throw it away? The poop test. Let me tell you what just happened to us in our Airbnb on vacation in Colorado.
What was that?
My husband has this navy blue trucker hat.
You have an accident?
That says, no, he has his navy blue trucker hat that on the front in leather, it says whiskey weather.
All right.
He loves this hat.
Yeah.
He left to go run an errand with our friends that we were staying with. Brayson went into the bathroom and came out and said, Biff, look what was in the toilet. Eric had changed and the whiskey weather hat was sitting on the edge of the sink, and somehow when he put his hoodie on or something, it fell into the toilet.
Oh!
So when Eric came back, and we said, hey,
buddy,
your favorite trucker hat was in the toilet?
It kissed the water.
Our friend Allie said, oh, you can just wash it. He looked at it and said, no, I'm going to toss it. That's the poop test!
That's the poop test! Hits the water, gets poop on it, you get rid of it?
He threw it out. He threw it out because it landed in the toilet at the Airbnb.